you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
This week, we continue our look at techniques to help supervisors improve their management skills. Once again, we'll be taking examples from our sample companies, Banjo's Biscuits and Melva's Baked Goods. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The first tip for today is encourage your employees to speak up and share their opinions on company activities. Listening to your employees' opinions on the work is a guaranteed way to make them feel like a valued member of the team. Not to mention, workers often have good ideas which can improve the agency's performance or help resolve problems. And if workers feel afraid to share their ideas, the company is essentially robbing itself of opportunities for improvement. Sadly, this lesson hasn't yet taken root at Banjo's Biscuits.
You may come.
Mrs. Melva, I have a suggestion about how we can increase profits for the company. Now, based on my analysis, right, children from 6 to 10 are our main purchasers, but the supply sheets show that we don't sell to any primary school canteens. Now, I suggest that we try selling some products to one primary school, and if that works out, then we can go out into the others. What do you think?
You want to know what I think? I think you should be focusing on completing the purchase orders like I asked you to do, and let the management think about expansion strategies. That is your job after all, isn't it?
Okay, ma'am. I will not make this mistake again.
On the contrary, creating an atmosphere of inclusion has been a policy at Melva's Baked Goods for years now, and as a result, the company is thriving.
Mark, you know your suggestion really worked the other day? According to the last report, people really love the buy two get one free promotion that we did at the Crackers. Even more than we projected.
Thank you. I'm glad it's really working.
Keep up the good work.
Excuse me, Miss Irving. You know, I have an idea for a similar promotion, you know. Can I come and talk to you about it later?
Certainly. We can do it now.
Tip number two, show workers how their job functions fit into the organization's goals. A key part of keeping staff motivated and building company loyalty is ensuring that workers understand that the work they do helps the company achieve its goals. As a result, good managers must constantly reinforce the value of the work employees put in. Again, this practice is put to good use at Melva's Baked Goods.
Mark, I hope you understand why I've been pressuring you to get the purchase orders out on time, you know.
Yes, Miss Irving, I know that the sooner they are out, the sooner we can process them and get the deliveries out. More deliveries equal higher profits. I was paying attention in the department meeting, man.
Good. Remember, the company thrives on harmony. When we do well, everyone else benefits.
But it is sorely lacking at Banjo's Biscuits.
Jerry, I understand that you called Mr. Jones in the deliveries department to ask about the delivery orders.
Yes, Mrs. Melba.
Look here. Only I am supposed to talk to the other supervisors. That is not your job function.
Well, Mrs. Melva, I was just trying to speed up the deliveries for today.
Listen, you don't worry about that. That is above your pay grade. Next time a call comes in from a supervisor, transfer it to me. You understand me?
Yes, Mrs. Melva. All right, back to this resignation letter.
To recap today's tips, good supervisors always encourage their employees to speak up and share their opinions, and they also ensure workers understand how their work impacts company objectives. By putting these tips into practice, your company should have more in common with Melva's Baked Goods and not Banjo's Biscuits. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned, and we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.